Yeah, hi Danny. It's what you used to do with insects as rituals.
If people have just joined us, we're not just doing this because, you know, I always fall back on insects and rituals and things. It literally came out of conversations. If you were listening an hour ago, you'd have known. But elaborate rituals with insects. Alfrey, what have you got?
I used to get flies, pull their wings off, put them in margarine tubs and float them down the River Cole in Birmingham.
None of this is... we are not condoning any of this. We are merely rounding up some of the more extreme parts of human nature.
You were the fly navy against my fly air force.
Why the margarine tub and why the floating?
I've no idea.
It's an awful thing, and again, we are...
How long it would float before toppling over in the river.
They just went down the river, and did you sort of muse about somebody pulling, oh, it's a margarine tub, I'll have that, and opening it up and seeing, you know, a grounded fly?
I never had the lid on. I used to like to see the fly inside.
And so they'd go along, and people would be on bridges and look over and say, that's an odd little vessel. And the fly would look at it and go, how are you doing? Don't do wing repairs, do you? See ya. Heading towards the drain now. How often did you do this?
During the summer holidays. After watching Robinson Crusoe,
see,
I used to go out
could
and
have,
that.
And sitting indoors doing the, you know, those little oven baked things with a light that goes ding, or an Etch-a-Sketch, or even the Barbies didn't appeal to you?
No, not at all.
Not
no.
When they were...
Just the flies in margarine.
How did you catch the flies?
I can't remember, actually.
I think it's
too hot. They landed on the window inside the
house. It's very hard. Whatever skill that is of creeping up on flies and hitting them with a rolled up newspaper, I've lost. They've got this new kind of radar now. They've got this new thing.
Ah, flies, you see. Before flies take off,
yeah.
They jump very slightly backwards. So you come up for them from behind.
Oh, is that right?
They jump backwards into what you're trying to get them.
I think you'll agree with me here, Alfrey. Although no fly deserves it.
Any fly engineer will tell you that.
The one said the opposite, unfortunately. Alfrey, before you sent them off on this sort of halfway house Viking funeral.
Yeah.
Flies, do you know when they land on the ceiling?
Yeah.
How do they, you know when they go and they can just be there, dong, on the ceiling? And
yeah.
I think they have to, of course, go upside down at one point. You see them normally, and then they do that loop, and they go dong, and hang on to the ceiling. Now, was it envy of them being able to do that led you
possibly
to this extreme?
Yeah, but also, the annoying tapping on the window and then trying to get out, is there?
That's your blue bottle, isn't it? That's your blue bottle.